Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The 33-year-old Levittown man who killed and beheaded his father will spend the rest of his life in prison. A judge today found Justin Moan guilty of first-degree murder, terrorism, and abuse of corpse. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports from Doylestown.
Before he was sentenced, Justin Moan once again pointed his finger at the federal government for his inability to get or hold a job and asked for a prisoner swap with Russia. He didn't offer any sort of apology until he'd finished and his lawyer slid him a note. He then said he's not sorry because he feels it was justice. Bucks County DA Jen Shorn.
Even when given the opportunity at the advice of his counsel, which was appropriate, he still was emphatic. He does not feel remorse and he does not feel guilt.
On January 30th, 2024, Justin Moan killed and beheaded his father, Michael Moan, leaving the body in the bathroom of their home on Upper Orchard Drive in Levittown for his mother to find. He then held the head up in a 15-minute YouTube video where he called on his non-existent militia to overthrow the federal government.
Justin's sister, who referred to him only as the defendant, says her brother wasted her precious father's life chasing his delusions of grandeur. Members of District Council 33 will start voting on Monday on the tentative agreement with the city. The union says voting will last until next Sunday. The union president is warning that they could go back on strike if the membership votes it down. The contract includes 3% raises each year and a $1,500 bonus the first year. The union was fighting for 5% a year. In the meantime, curbside trash collection will resume on Monday. The city has been closing trash drop-off sites. Regina Franklin lives near one that was set up at 50th and Locust Streets in West Philly. She tells NBC 10 the dumpsters are gone, but people are still leaving their trash on her block.
I was like, oh, they're cleaning it up. Yay. So I was very excited to see that. But to come home this morning to see that it was more stuff over there was very disappointing. It really was.
The city is asking residents to hold on to their trash until their pickup day or drop it off at one of the 6 sanitation centers. A 16-year-old boy has turned himself into police to face murder charges in the shooting death of another teen in the Mayfair section of Northeast Philadelphia. Here's KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Jake Kelly Jr. turned himself in on murder, robbery, and gun charges, accused of shooting and killing 15-year-old Rashid Lynch last week. Police say the two knew each other from school and met up along Revere Street, not far from Harbison Avenue and Levick Street around 6:30 last Thursday night. That's when something went wrong, and detectives say Kelly turned his gun on Lynch, shooting him in the neck, chest, and shoulder.
Police officials say overall shootings involving both injury and death among juveniles is down about 20% compared to this time last year. Philadelphia police are searching for the woman who robbed an 81-year-old woman in Center City last month. Happened on Wednesday, June 25th, around 11:30 in the morning at 19th and Pine Streets. Authorities say the suspect was riding a bike when she pushed the elderly woman to the ground and took her bag. The suspect took $100 and then dropped the bag and ran away. The victim was not seriously injured. Investigators have released a picture of the suspect that you can see on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Anyone who might recognize her is asked to call police. Long before the Philadelphia city workers' strike, the smell of garbage was a familiar companion to anyone who walks through the city's alleyways. The Center City District has taken stock of alleys within its purview and today released a report on them. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
This one smells a little less like hot garbage than some of the other ones I've walked through.
Megan and her husband John are visiting from Maine and taking advantage of Philadelphia's walkability, but that means occasional side trips down alleys lined with dumpsters and the attendant problems of litter and odor.
Kind of warm funk.
The Center City District has made countless improvements to optimize the downtown experience. Now it's taking on alleys. Its planning and urban design director, Andrew Jacob, sees huge potential.
We're really excited excited about the opportunity that sort of lies in this alley network.
Alleys can be destinations like Alfred's Alley, but Jacob surveyed dozens blighted by dumpster use that doesn't follow city codes requiring they be tightly sealed and kept clean.
Jacobs says the first step in reclaiming alleys is to raise awareness about the rules, something he says the city has already started doing. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.